Hey guys, and welcome to the Pause Podcast. Today is a very special day because one, I have Sibs back on the podcast, and for those of you guys who do not know, sorry, I just don't have a script. But for those of you guys who do not know, it's my first time ever doing a video podcast, which will be up on YouTube, and the link will be down below. Just for you guys. Today we have Sibs. Sibs, you want to introduce yourself?
What's up, guys? I'm Sibs. I go to DVC. I've been going here for 2 years. This is my fifth semester, last one hopefully. Uh-huh. And I'll be transferring in the fall of 2020 to Santa Cruz, hopefully, or San Jose State. It's one of those two.
That's cool. You know, this is a little bit weird to see myself on.
Yeah, it's like a mirror, but like it's so tiny.
Yeah, maybe I should just flip it back. You think I should flip it back?
Nah, just leave it.
Nah, it's all good. Yeah. But yeah, okay, cool. So Sid's about to transfer into Santa Cruz last semester here. And then spring, you're hoping, what, to do work?
Internships, work, just self-study, just anything to help with programming.
That's dope. Okay, comp sci major.
Yeah, you always got to be practicing, otherwise you lose your skills and you got to Google everything over and over again.
No, I get that. Yeah, no, the other day we were at Milk Tea Lab. And you showed me some websites that I could kind of begin or start.
Yeah, you could make websites. It's honestly not that hard to make websites. Like, people think it's like, it's a lot of programming. I mean, it kind of is, yeah, but what you need to know is so basic. It's like, once you know it, you know it. There's no there's practice with it, but once you learn it, it's just there and you have the knowledge. Like, it's not like calculus where you need to practice over and over again to get a concept. Like, a concept in programming is like a button is just, it's an open tag and a closing tag button, and there's your button, and it does stuff.
Okay, but that's like basic, like static websites.
Yeah, like basic
it just
HTML.
Says like, welcome to Sibs website.
Yeah, that's just and text. That's
but if you want to do like graphic designing, if you want to do like, I don't know,
animations yeah, website, that requires JavaScript, which is actually a programming language that you need to learn.
That's interesting. Okay, so for all the programmers out there, okay, I'm probably going to title this like, the best programmer at DVC.
No.
But for all the programmers, like the comp sci majors out there, what's like your piece of advice coming into DVC as a comp sci major?
As a comp sci major?
Yeah.
So the thing that bothered me the most was about this comp sci program is that for 3 semesters, I did the same exact thing over and over again, but just with different teachers. Like, my first semester here was Intro to Computer Science, right? And I learned stuff from, I actually learned stuff that I didn't know before. And I practiced them. And then Computer Science 165 was advanced programming with C++. But like in that class, I did the same thing I did in the first class, which was.
Why did they call it advanced?
I don't know. Like, I wasted like a whole year basically. Uh-huh. And later when I learned Python on my own, like I learned everything that I did in a year within a month, which was like, really I wasted, it's not like I wasted time. It's like I didn't know I was wasting time.
Okay. So I have a question real quick. Knowing you, because we've known each other for how long? How have we known each other?
Like damn near a year.
Yeah, damn near a year. Yeah. So I know you, and you like to self-teach. Like, you're really good at, you're really good at disciplining yourself.
In bursts, I'd say. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. But there are some people in the world, or even at DVC, me included sometimes, where like, you know, they're not disciplined enough to go like self-teach themselves. Would you say like DVC is like the best for people who aren't so disciplined to learn coding, or does that make sense?
DVC is definitely a good place to be in terms of like the location. Mm-hmm. You're right next to SF. You're fairly close to Silicon Valley, so you could go to a lot of tech opportunities. Like Slack headquarters is right there, Discord headquarters is right there, Twitch headquarters, all tech companies are in SF, and you could BART there from here.
Yeah.
And with Silicon Valley, I know for a fact San Jose State is getting a BART station in the future.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're in the works of it right now. So you can BART to San Jose later in the year.
That's sick.
DVC is a really good place if you want to like self-teach yourself, because you're saving a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Two, their program is not that hard. Like, the computer science program?
It's not that hard.
So calculus is a bitch, but like...
I get a sense for that.
But like... Programming isn't that hard. Like, if you practice it enough, you could get it. And like, the opportunities here are a lot. Like, there's UC Davis, UC Berkeley, UC Santa Cruz fairly close also. Like, 3 big UCs that are good with computer science that host hackathons also are right next to you. Like, what more could you ask for?
How do you get into these hackathons?
You mainly have to apply. There's an application form.
Like a school, like apply? Kind of
thing? It's not like that deep. It's like usually like a questionnaire like... Uh-huh. What grade are you in? What have you worked on in the past? Would you consider yourself a beginner hacker? How many hackathons have you been to? What have you built?
Zero.
It's like that. But like, if you haven't done any of that, like, they welcome new hackers, basically.
That's good.
But that's the thing with that is when I applied to Hack Davis, mm-hmm. I kind of didn't know like what it was. And I was iffy about it because I was like, I got to drive all the way to Davis, yeah. do this. I don't even know what I'm going to do there. I'm like, why am I even going? It's like, what? I'm not a hacker. I barely know how to do like 2 plus 2 basically on a computer. And then once I went there, like, mm-hmm. it opened up my eyes to like what this major actually entails in terms of mm-hmm. what I need to learn, because the stuff in school wasn't cutting it. Like, what I learned in school, I could not apply to any of the projects at Hack Davis. Like, I was kind of useless.
Yeah, no, I get that. So you went to those events that you actually applied your knowledge a little bit more and even like above and beyond. While here at DVC, it's kind of just like a basic.
It's really the basics, like to the book. It is by the book, which is kind of annoying because I don't learn by books anymore. I learn through YouTube mainly.
Go to YouTube University. YouTube University.
That's legit how I feel about
it. That's cool. Okay, so your background at CompSci major, we've kind of established that. But I want to know more about you on a personal level, more like, you know, your hobbies, you know, what you like to do in your free time. I know, because I know CompSci majors, what you guys do here at DVC, I hardly see you guys. I mean, the only people I see, shout out to Jake, and then you, and then, you know, Andrew and all that, but mostly Jake and me, right?
Yeah, we stay here.
But other than staying here at DVC and doing your work, what else do you do?
Before I used to go to the gym a lot and work out. No, this is nothing. We don't talk about this. No, this is nothing. Like that was pre me getting into DDR. Now I played a game called Dance Dance Revolution, which is at the arcade. And right now they just opened up a Dave and Buster's, so I have two arcades I could go to in case one's busy, which is pretty nice.
That's good.
And I'm doing DDR full time because of a tournament, and I can't work out and DDR at the same time because if I'm like at all sore because of working out, I legit cannot move my body, and it just hurts me from DDRing.
Jeez. Okay, so for DDR, it's like you said, Dance Dance Revolution, and I'm assuming for those of you who don't know what that is, right? It's where you there's like steps, like arrows on the ground.
There's four arrows. Yeah. It's up, down, left, right. Uh-huh. There's four arrows, and there's a screen, and the arrows fly up to the top of the screen where there's a timing window that you have to perform to, and the timing window goes marvelous, means exactly on beat. Like the arrows go to the beat; they're not just random arrows throughout the song. So marvelous means that it's exactly on beat. Perfect, you're close to the beat. Jesus. And then great is like kind of not there. And then good is like you just prayed and got it on accident.
That's me.
And then there's miss for last, which is no points.
Okay, that's fair. So what are you at?
I can do 14s and 15s pretty well. The highest difficulty in the game are 19s.
Wow.
And I've completed 5 18s so far.
Dang. Okay, well, I have a video here. When I put a video, but there should be a video right here that shows him dancing on DDR because I recorded you back around one.
You did?
I did, yeah. So, you gonna show it?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know you did.
So, yeah, no, he's really good, amazingly good. And he competes in tournaments down in San Jose.
There's tournaments throughout the country, actually. There was a tournament called Storm in Florida.
Yeah.
There was a tournament in Fresno. The first tournament I went to was Fresno, but I didn't compete in it. I just went there because I wanted to see what the tournament scene was like, and seeing people like perform was amazing. There were so many close games.
Is it like hardcore? Describe how these tournaments look like.
What do you mean by hardcore?
When I think of a tournament, right? Mm-hmm. I think of like a game, like maybe like League of Legends, Fortnite, and I've seen like tournaments, Twitch cons, right? Mm-hmm. Especially. But when I think of DDR, like I just don't imagine like what is the scene like? You know, describe.
So like this is kind of a joke, but like you know how Fresno's like in the middle of nowhere, like it's like a desert area. Yeah. Like me and my friends are like, we're really driving 4 hours to watch people dance on a pad in the middle of a desert.
That's very true.
Like that's legit how we think of it as. But it's like that. Like there was a Dave and Buster's down there, and Dave and Buster's is like a party room usually, right?
Yeah, like a big.
And it's really big. Uh-huh. And literally, we put the cab in the middle, surrounded with chairs. There's food on the side and water, and we just watch people play DDR. And there's like a booth that does all the tournament stuff.
Oh wow. So wait, are these DDR mats that are portable?
No, they literally drag the machine into the room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we have a guy on deck in case there's maintenance needed.
Wow, that's intense.
Because those pads sometimes like really mess up and it really hurts the tournament. Because like you can't really like blame the person for the pad mistakes.
I'm sure there's been like moments in time like during competitions where they're like, yo, like this machine fucked me up.
Yeah. No, there is. And like people, the thing about the DDR community, it's very honest. Like most gaming communities that I've been a part of are toxic as hell.
Oh,
like,
heck. Fortnite.
Fortnite, toxic as hell. Overwatch, League especially. League doesn't even have voice channel because they're probably scared to import it. Yeah. Like, if they import voice channel, like, say goodbye to half your people for getting bullied.
100%.
But, like, dude, your community is very, very supportive. Like, even when I was a beginner, like, I'd... Say I got like 850, the max you can get in a DDR game is a million, right? Mm-hmm. Say I got like 850K, and then I upscored to 910K. Mm-hmm. People would still be like, damn, good job, Rob. I'd be like, what? Wow. Like, in my head, I didn't really do like, good, but like, they're really supportive.
Even your rival.
Yeah, even my rival. Like, we encourage each other to get better, because like, you can't really win against somebody by like, messing them up, because that's kind of fucked up.
There's no like, I feel like there's like a sabotage mode.
No, there's no sabotage mode. No. Like, if you like, so there's a whole Twitter community. Mm-hmm. So if you mess up at all and like become toxic, you will get labeled and everybody will like unfollow you, block you. You're blocked from every single tournament known to man because everybody knows each other.
You're exposed.
Like it's a fairly like, I don't want to say tiny community to the point where everybody knows each other, but like everybody, one person will know someone else somewhere in the world.
Yeah, that's
not,
true.
Not in the world, but in
like
the country.
Tight-knit.
It's a tight-knit community and it's very, very wholesome. Like that's one of the things that's so great about it. Like I would not be in this community if it wasn't as nice as it is.
Yeah. How'd you get into it again? I know you talked about
it. So it was September of 2017. I remember this because...
It was September?
No, I didn't get into it in September, but I saw my friend playing in September because my friend wanted to have a birthday party at BJ's. Okay. And then that's when round one opened up.
Oh,
yeah, like, right over BJ's there by Sun Valley.
That's not like an arcade, but no. Yeah,
right above round one. And we went to go check out round one and the machine was there. We're like, oh, cool DDR machine, moving on. And then 8 months roll by and it's, I don't know if the math on that is right or not, but April rolls around and then my friend Jalen starts to DDR and he needs he doesn't have a car, but I do, so I'm like, hey, I'll take you, let's go DDR and stuff, because like I want to get into it because the music was pretty nice.
Yeah, music pretty cool.
Yeah, that's also another reason why I'm into it.
Is it like, wait, the type of music, sorry, sidetrack, but the type of music that plays is like I don't know the genres.
Dubstep. I don't want to. It's like electronic music. It's not regular dubstep. Music. There's regular music in there though.
There is.
Like Pitbull's in it. Yeah, Alone by Marshmello's in it now. That's dubstep though.
I feel like Marshmello's like famous around a lot of things. But yeah. Okay. So continue the story. Go ahead.
Where was I?
So you.
Oh yeah, April rolls on, and then like I take Jalen a lot to DDR, and then I start getting into DDR over and over again, and then like summer rolls around. This is after senior year. Pre-DVC, and I'm like, I got nothing to do besides DDR.
Yeah.
So I was just, the whole summer was 40-hour work week, 20 hours of DDR every week probably.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, that's all I did.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was pretty fun, honestly. Wow. It was a good time passer because one, I was working out.
Yeah.
Two, it was good music. Mm-hmm. And three, I met a lot of people that I'm still like really good friends with.
That's good. So you know like a lot of people in the community now.
Yeah.
Way more than you did when you first started, for sure.
Yeah, especially now. Like there's... Seeing people progress, like seeing myself progress from 2 years ago is like phenomenal, dude. It's like, what? I was that bad?
Okay, to put it in perspective, guys. When I first started, when we went to round one, like maybe like a month or 2 months ago, I tried out DDR for the first time. I was trash. Like,
nah, you weren't that bad for a beginner.
My feet were like, I couldn't even move them. I was just not coordinated enough.
Yeah.
But him, like you guys already saw the video, but geez, like, were you like that? Were you, when you first started?
Yeah, everybody's... Like, I don't want to sound like this, but everybody's horrible in the beginning. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, you got to be honest with yourself. You're not going to succeed unless you fail. Like, that's legit how it is with DDR. Like, even, like, me getting better now, I fail at some 17s just to get better at them.
Wow.
Like, I'm hating life playing them. I could play easier shit to, like, feel better about myself, but I'm not going to get better.
Okay, so I'm curious, though. This is, like, the side that I think would bother me. The reason why I don't play that game is because, one, like, I'm very, I guess, insecure about my dance moves, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's not
and
dancing,
like,
bro.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, your foot coordination, I guess, you know?
It gets better, though.
And so, but the people around you who watch
Oh, dude, no. The thing with that,
like,
right?
That's kind of...
Like, I got, like, so many moments where, like, I play a song, and I thought I did awful.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, damn. And then, like, people start clapping. I'm like, what the
Wait, really?
Happening? Yeah, people start clapping. I'm like, what did I do? It's like I just failed like the crap out of that song. People start clapping.
Is it the people that are in the community or people just random people?
No, I've had random crowds
like
before.
Round one and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like me and my friend think about it. It's like we're playing DDR, right?
Yeah.
And the people are recording us. We're just like, what did they do with that footage? Like do they go back home and like show it to their family members? Like, what are you doing?
Mom, Dad, look, I have a random guy playing DDR.
Yeah, it's like social media. I get right. Yeah, like you post your social media, but like people legit have like actual cameras recording us. We're like, what are you gonna do with the footage? Like, wow. I don't have any problem with it, right? I just want, I'm curious.
Wow, you have no problem with people just recording and just like.
Nah, go ahead.
Huh. Have people asked to record you?
Like, hey. No, not really. They just do it. It's a public place. I can't really blame them. That's like, it's not at my home. It's in an arcade, first off.
That's interesting. Okay, so you're on this DDR grind. You've been on it for, like, what, a year and a half?
Okay, so this is the thing with that, right? So I started DDRing in April of 2017.
Okay.
I continued till, like, end of August, right? And then college hit. Mm-hmm. 17 units, I did not DDR at all that semester.
Yeah.
I took a whole thing off. So that lowered my skill level like a ton. Because the thing with that is DDR is like same, a lot of thing in life is consistency. And I wasn't consistent during the semester. I took a whole like gap off.
Well, you're taking 17 units. That's
Especially with calc and comp sci and art. And then I took Japanese for fun. I shouldn't have done that.
For fun, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so. I did all that, so mm-hmm. I took a break. And then I got back into it over the winter, then spring semester hit, took a break off that. Mm-hmm. Summer, I didn't DDR as much. I mainly just worked and then started coding on my own. That was like the first instance of it.
Yeah.
And then, again, winter, fall hit, so I didn't DDR. I started DDRing like actually spring. This summer.
Oh.
This summer,
so
I actually
started
like
DDR. A whole kind of year off.
Yeah, actually, that. Like... A year ago, I passed my first 16. Now I have like 40 16s probably passed and 18s passed. That was because of tournaments mainly. Like Fresno showed me that there's a huge DDR scene.
Yeah.
And I like seeing people get better wanted to make me get better.
Yeah, I get that.
By a lot.
Give me a second. All right, guys. Sorry. I'm having technical issues today because this is the first time we're doing this and my camera caps at like, what, I don't even know, like 30 minutes. I wasn't even paying attention. But so I'm not syncing the audio. So we're just going to kind of like,
it's gonna be segments.
Yeah, segment. Hold on real quick. Why is this like, this is going to bloopers. Hold on.
What, is it tilted?
It's like tilted.
You tilted it more, bro.
Damn it.
The production quality.
Dude, it's all live and learn, bro. All right.
That's how it is, though.
All right. We're back.
What were we talking about?
You were talking about
Fresno. Okay, yeah. So Fresno, first instance of a tournament, didn't participate, but saw my friends participate.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Jalen, I thought like, when I first started out, he was way better than I was, like, obviously.
Yeah.
But then, like, I thought he was, like, the not the be-all, end-all, but I thought he was really good, let's say, right?
So, wait, was he doing, like, 13s, 14s?
Like, 18s.
18.
Yeah. He was doing 18s and actually, like, doing them as in he knew what he was doing. When I do them, I just spam and pray sometimes that I hit the notes. And I just pass the song, hopefully. Like, people are impressed by it. I'm just like, I don't know what I was doing. I passed it. I'm done with it for, like, 2 months. I'm not playing
that. Can people actually do that, though? Can they just, like, spam, like, the buttons?
we have a good joke in the community. It's like so there's like four arrows, right?
Yeah.
Put two arrow like put your feet across two arrows, right? And just start vibrating at a high frequency. That way every arrow possible will get hit no matter what.
Yeah,
like it'll be horrible judgment, but you'll keep your life.
That's interesting.
Okay. That people do that though. They bracket. It's called bracketing.
Where you put actual like
where you put 1 foot across two arrows. So like this is the right arrow, this is the top arrow, and you go like this. And if there's a jump, you just lift it up.
What the heck, really?
That's a strategy. Like people with big feet can do that.
Oh yeah, I was about to say like isn't like spread out?
Yeah, it is. So like people with little feet, I'm sorry, you can't do that.
That's me, guys. That's me.
Yeah, but okay. Fresno happened, and then like it was still school time, and finals was coming up, so I didn't focus on DDR. But then summer hit, and Infinity Stage, a tournament in San Jose, round one happened. Or is happening.
Was
and
that
then,
the one just recently?
It was a month ago, yeah.
Yeah,
it was so nice, dude. Oh my goodness. Okay. Like, it's so close, but it felt like someplace else because there were so many people from around the world.
That's dope.
Yeah, people like from New York. Yeah, Tokyo. Some people from Tokyo, too.
Yeah.
And Infinity Stage happened. And I'm going to be real with you. I did not prepare as much as I could have for that tournament. Okay. Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Instead of preparing for it, I learned how to make a website instead over the summer.
That's why I hope you did,
yeah. Yeah, not really. Yeah. Like, not at all, actually. Right. And then besides, like, work plus making a website and learning how to make a website on my own, I could not fit DDR into that, let's say. Okay. But then I still went to Infinity Stage because I wanted to check it out.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to participate in tournament. Because, like, you, my other friends, everybody's like, you're so good at DDR, bro.
And
I'm just like, okay, let's try my luck. Let's see what happens.
Hey, we
got in the tournament. Got second rounded.
You got second round. So, like, you got first, and then you passed first round.
I won my first. I was so happy I didn't get first rounded, bro. Oh, my goodness.
If you got first rounded, my
so, like, the song selection was, like, it was fairly easy. It was, like, a 12 and a 14. The 14 I've never played before, so I was like, fuck.
Okay.
So,
you play. So, in a round at a tournament, you play two songs.
I was going to describe that next, So, the first round, right, is combined EX score.
Okay.
So EX is different than money score. Money score is what you see on the arcade. It's like 950K, 980K, 1 million, stuff
I
like
see,
that.
I remember seeing that.
EX score is calculated by like points that are totally different. As in, like, a marvelous counts for 3 points, right?
Okay.
A perfect counts for 2.
Okay.
And a great counts for 1.
And they all add up.
They all add up, basically.
Okay.
1 for great, 2 for perfect, 3 for marvelous. Good doesn't get shit, because like I told you, you're praying, basically. Or you, like, misread the note. Okay. So a good is the same as a miss. If you can't read it, don't do it, basically. Don't waste your energy doing it. That's the whole point. The reason that tournaments do EX instead of money score, right? Mm-hmm. Like, say someone got a perfect full combo, which is like they got everything above perfect judgment count song, right?
Okay.
So their score is like 999 something, let's say that, right?
That's good.
Say someone got a great full combo, which they got one great, let's say. Like they flagged the song instead of for getting a perfect full combo. Like the person that got the perfect is always going to win in that scenario.
Yeah.
Full combo. Because it's like a 2,000 difference, right, in money score. Yeah. But in EX score, it's only a 1 point difference.
Oh, wow.
So say someone perfect full combo, but they had like 80 perfects and like 125 marvelouses, right? Uh-huh. Someone that got like 135 marvelouses
would beat
them because perfect. It's like a. It's they won by 2 more points.
Wow, that's very interesting.
That's why like tournaments do EX score. Yeah. That way they actually get skill in it.
Yeah,
not just like consistency.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really good. Huh. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, and that's why games are so close in tournaments. One great will not mess you up at all in a tournament. Like you could catch up. Like say you get one great, but the other person gets a perfect and you get a marvelous, you caught up.
Wow.
I don't know if the math on that's right, but something like that.
No, but I definitely get where you're coming from when it comes to that. So for you in the second round, were you close to being the guy or?
No, it was a girl, she was from New York. I talked to her before. I didn't know she was my opponent until like later.
Dang.
I talked to her. She was from New York and she was really good.
That's good.
Like, oh my goodness. Like when we got the card draw, right? So there's a card draw for the songs. There's a whole website for this.
Yeah.
Made by the DDR community because they're all a bunch of coders.
Wait, real quick. Oh, they are?
Half the community works in software engineering. It's so like it's phenomenal. Like I've met so many computer science majors. Like there's a friend in DDR that works for a company called Heroku, and that's what I use to deploy my web applications. And I'm just like,
wow, you can make hella connections.
Yeah, I can.
Now I know why you're in that. And
a lot of people in the community are DDR majors or like game designers or web designers.
Okay. So to go back to that girl. Okay, she's from New York.
Yeah, how her name's she? I don't know how old she is. Her name's Emily, but her tag was Gachime.
And did she make it past third round? Or,
She got beaten third round by someone from our mall. Like so.
What? Like our mall?
Yeah, our place basically. Like
wow,
so, it's like communities, I guess, throughout the country. Like SVM is Sun Valley Mall, which is our community right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's San Jose community. There's a Fresno community. There's a LA community. There's a Seattle community. There's an Ohio community or Columbus, Ohio, I guess.
Yeah.
And then there's a one in Florida. There's a lot of communities out there in the world. There's one in New York, too.
Wow. How do you get part of these communities?
Just go in and say what's up. Be nice, friendly. And then just be nice, honestly. Just don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Do you know any people like that? Like, to be a dick? Or, like, in the community that are, like, just egotistical? Because I can imagine.
We do it as a joke. Like, ha, you suck.
I can imagine that for you.
Yeah, it's
that
like
somebody.
A great joke. That's a pun in itself. It's like a great joke in this community. Like you know how I told you like there's a perfect full combo.
Yeah.
And people flag with greats, right?
Yeah.
People are like you're the greatest man.
I get that.
You're the greatest.
Wow. So now I get now when someone says it.
Yeah, you're the greatest. I'm just like you basically like flagged a perfect full combo.
That makes sense.
Like being great is not.
Is not
the best end all. You can't even be perfect. You have to be marvelous.
Yeah, marvelous seems to be the way to go. So hold on, sis. So you've been practicing a lot. I know you go and you're part of these communities. What's like the end goal for you?
For this?
For DDR. Is there an end goal?
I honestly
don't. Or are you just enjoying the moment?
For now, like enjoying the moment, honestly. Yeah. Getting better, like especially so I've been DDR for a while, let's say, right? Like not consistently, but for a while. Like I started a while back. In the past month, ever since the tournament ended, I have gotten like 10 times better than I did in the past 2 years. Just because I'm actually focused in on getting better and not just, like before it'd be random ass sessions that I do of DDR. It wouldn't even be sessions, it'd be like 2 plays probably and I'd just like go about my way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm stopping by Sun Valley Mall, let's DDR and let's get out of here. It'd be usually with a group of friends, so I'd feel inclined to stay there, I guess.
Okay.
But now like having DDR sessions like spread out like over 10 hours, like I've been at Sun Valley Mall for 10 hours one day.
Hold on, let me just get that. You said 10 hours.
Yes.
That's the good. That's more
I got there at opening and I left there at damn near closing before.
You danced the whole entire 10 hours?
Well, it's like varied. Like
not
3 hour session, get food, rest a little, talk to people, hang out with people, catch up with people. Because there's people there usually.
Yeah, who want
to... Yeah, and they have, like, work usually, and I don't get to see them often. So I just hang out with them, talk to them, what's up with them, and then back to DDR, get more food, back to DDR for, like, 10 hours. And, like...
Do you not cramp?
No, not really. No. Like, that's why you don't eat that much carbs. Like, I avoid carbs when I'm DDRing.
Is that a thing in DDR, nutrition?
Not really. People eat whatever, dude. Like, you burn off anything you eat. Yeah. So it's just, like...
Are there, like, big dudes who, like, hella fast?
Dude, they're so good. It's amazing. Like, bro. you wouldn't think that, but they're so good. Like, actually.
Really?
Like, yeah, they just don't eat well because they don't care. I mean, I don't blame them.
But like, they're really good.
They're really good.
Better than you.
Good. Oh, by a mile, dude. Oh, my God. It's phenomenal. Like, there's so many good people in this community.
Wow.
But, like, the best of the best, which is, like, Chris for Life, is, like, we make a good joke about him. It's, like, his bicep is a bicep. Like, that's how buff he is.
That's how big.
Dude, he's so tall. Like, his tricep, like, his whole arm is freaking massive. Because he, like, so DDR is mainly, like, feet movement, right? But also, you're holding the bar, so there's a lot of upper body movement that, like, you have to train so that there's less pressure on your legs to do everything.
Oh, so you're, like light on your feet.
Exactly. You make yourself light. You don't tense up on your legs. That way, like, I've done that before. It hurts like hell. Ooh. Like, at the end of the session, your shins are, like, dying.
Yeah.
So you want to, like, loosen up and gain upper body strength. That way you could, like, do the crazy-ass patterns.
So you're basically doing, like, a tricep dip.
You are, yeah.
And while...
Especially, so, like, it's funny, because it's the funniest thing when we play hard songs, right? We'd be, like, gripping the bar. We'd be, like, this,
I saw,
right?
Yeah, I
right?
see that. Yeah.
And then, like, when there's, like, a drill coming, a drill is, like, when there's, like, a bunch of arrows, like, down, right, yeah, like this, right? Like, we, like, get so low on the bar to hit the drills just to, like, shift the momentum down.
Yeah.
It's, like, the funniest thing watching drills happen. It's like someone would be like this, right? And then, like, they go low for the drills, and then they go back up.
So they, like, squat down like this and...
Yeah, exactly, for the balance. Because it does get really bad. Like, you can't lock your legs and play DDR.
Yeah.
Like, it's really in the knees, so, like, you gotta go really, really low.
I gotta try that sometime.
Which is so fun.
Speaking of, like, Engel and, you know, you doing this for a while, can people actually make a living out of this? Like,
I don't, not at the moment.
Professionally?
Not at the moment, I don't think. That's why a lot of, like, the people in the community are software engineers. They can afford this. Yeah. That's the thing with this, too. Like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, how much, for the audience, how much is it to, like, play a DDR session?
So, I don't know the exact conversion, but, okay, so Round 1 and Dave & Buster's, they both do a credit system for their games. Mm-hmm. It's based on a swiper, basically. Like, they have a swiper, you swipe your card, it takes away credits. So $100 for both places is 750 credits.
Okay, and
flat,
how much
right?
Is it flat?
So at Dave & Buster's, it's 6.8 per play.
Yeah.
At Round 1, it's 6.4. But Dave & Buster's does have a deal for Wednesdays, half off. So it's like 3.4.
Really?
So it's a really good deal. So that's why I'm moving to Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, 3.4 is really good. Dang. But you're basically spending bank.
I've spent at least $3,000. At least $3,000 on DDR.
$3,000?
Probably, bro. Like, honestly, like, I've filled up so much over the past 2 years. Like, hundreds of dollars worth.
Do you think esports will ever, like, I don't know. Well, do you think DDR and esports will ever, like, combine? You think it'll ever be, like, that competitive to where it's, like, on the big screen kind of thing? Or do you think it's always just going to be, like...
I mean, in Japan, that already exists.
It does? In Japan, really?
Konami Arcade Championship.
Wow. Okay.
It's a tournament every year hosted by Konami and for DDR. And DDR in Japan is nothing like the States. It's so huge. It's known by everybody.
Wow.
Mainly because the songs are in Japanese.
So people win, like, big prizes at these tournaments?
There's a huge trophy you win at KAC. Yeah. Like, over the past couple of years, So the only reason I know this is because DDR was originally in Japan. US did not have it at all. I think 2016, we finally got a good version of DDR because DDR Ace came into the States. Like, we were connected with the rest of the world. As in, like, there's a thing called EMUs, which is basically your profile for DDR. Mm-hmm. And the US did not have that for the longest time.
No.
The US got it in 2017. That's why Christopher Life, which is a player here, went to Japan to compete because he got the top scores.
Oh.
So there's a qualifier set they need to pass.
That's great.
Yeah, and there's, like, millions of people that do it. And then, like, there's qualifiers in different regions, like Korea, Japan, I want to say Europe and North America all are regions. Wow. That's why whenever you start a new DDR account, it has you pick your region.
Oh, I did not. Wait, so I know because for League of Legends, Koreans are the best.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about for DDR? Which
so far, it's Koreans. There's a dude named FMs that has won back-to-back. Yeah, a dude named FMs. Oh, freaking amazing.
Like,
yeah, he's unbelievable, dude. Like, oh, my God. Koreans, man. Different breed.
It's also part of memorization, too, though. Right?
Like, memorizing the DDR? Song. Okay, so, yeah, gimmicks-wise, gimmicks are, like, parts of the song where, like, you know how a song's supposed to flow?
Yeah.
Like,
start to end, nothing in between.
Yeah.
Like gimmicks are where there's slowdowns, let's say, like the BPM changes, uh-huh. beats per minute, so the arrows go up slower,
yeah.
or there's random stops, like say you hit an arrow, it stops, another arrow, stop.
Yeah.
Like there's gimmicks in the song. You can memorize those, yeah. But the pattern, like, I don't think you memorize songs. You don't remember, I don't remember, like if you told me to recite a song, not recite, like if you told me to draw out a song, yeah. let's say, I like would not be able to do it. I would be able to do like a part of it maybe, because like that part's hard and I need to remember how to do that. But like the patterns, like there's a pattern, left, up, left, that are, that's like really common, like left, up, left, down, right, down.
So they come patterns.
Yeah, they come patterns and like you start to recognize them and you get used to them. There's things called trills, not trills, triplets.
Wow, there's so much like...
Yeah, there's a thing called triplets where it's like, it's like a blue arrow, red arrow, blue arrow, yellow arrow, red arrow. So it's like, put it up, like it's like that, basically.
Like that?
Yeah.
Ooh, how do you,
it's like, okay. like that, basically. And like, there's a bunch of those, like the song, I'm pretty sure I know what song you're talking about now. I think it's Possession Live Mix, the 16, did it have a lot of jumps, the one you recorded?
Yeah.
That has a bunch of triplets in the middle of it. Like it goes,
And you memorize, you,
recognize them. Over time, you recognize the patterns. You don't really, like, there's no way I'm memorizing them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time for that shit. I'd rather have fun. Like, that's the thing with me with this game. It's like, I want to get better, but I want to have fun doing it. Like, it sucks playing DDR when you're not having fun. Like, it's just depressing. Like, when I'm going for, like, perfect full combos on 11s, right now I'm trying to do that, and I'm not having fun doing it, so I'm just ignoring it. I'm just really stressed out, because I get one great, and it's all ruined.
Oh, and you get shattered for you, basically.
You get one great, and it's over. But, like, getting them is so nice. Like, my first perfect full combo, I screamed in the arcade. Legit screamed.
Yes! Thank you!
That's legit how it is. I screamed, and I literally almost, like, just went back. I'm like, thank God I got that.
Everyone was like... Wait, what is this guy?
No, people look over, they start clapping. It's pretty wholesome.
Dude, I gotta see that. Right? People start clapping.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of DDR, I'm gonna switch topics. But do people, since they are all comp sci majors and they love DDR at the same time, do they watch anime?
Most of them do, yeah. Most of them watch anime. Like, I had a whole... So, actually, this is funny. This is related to you. This is related to you, actually,
okay.
right? So, like... Great. So, you know how I got you into Sword Art Online? That's for later, right?
Yeah,
but I got you Sword Art Online. So, I tweeted out, hey, I got my friend into anime. Come be one of us, right? And then, like, I had, like, a whole thread of, like... My friend asked me what anime it was. And then, like, people started to ask me about anime recommendations. So, it was, like, midnight. And I was, like, talking to people on Twitter about anime for, like, an hour.
Wow.
About what's good, what's bad, what was bad about this, what was good about that.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a whole hour of just anime talk on Twitter.
And there's anime talk on Twitter? I didn't even know that.
I mean, personally, yeah, for me.
Personally,
there's like a whole thread online of just anime recommendation and like how Sword Art Online is like, it's good but bad in this way.
Yeah, okay. We're going to switch that topic right now, actually. Oh, that was the best transition!
Let's go!
All right, I'm not going to stop that. I'm just going to do this. You got text?
Okay.
Huh?
You have a text?
Text? What do you mean?
Do you have to text anybody before?
No, I was just checking something.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Dude, that was actually really good. No, stop that. All right, so speaking of Sword Art Online, can you describe to the audience what this I mean, I could
hold
but
on,
like
hold on. Do you want to resync it?
Oh, that's very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me. I totally forgot that. Okay.
Three,
two, one.
All right, here we go.
All right. Speaking about Sword Art Online, so can you describe to them what that anime is about?
So Sword Art Online is basically, like, I'm going to describe how I described it to you, basically.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which was, it's like people in the city, basically, go into an MMORPG game with the virtual headset, basically. Like, it connects to your head. It's like a VR, basically. It's VR. But the thing about that is, in the game itself, the creator of it made it so that you cannot log out of it. Your consciousness and your body are in Sword Art Online. If you die in Sword Art Online, you die in real life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So people have to level up, do this, that, and the other. The main objective of the game is to beat floor 100. There's like a tower, and each floor has a different, like, I guess, level
like
to it.
Dungeon or like boss.
Bosses, exactly. Yeah, and different communities, like different floors have different markets that you can buy stuff from. It's legit an MMORPG.
Mm-hmm.
And people play it, not by choice, by force, because they have to live and they want to get out of it. And they basically have to beat floor 100 in order to get out of the game.
And just so you guys are wondering, they didn't choose to be there forcefully. It just was like a plot twist
from
the beginning. Like it turned out to be that way, but they all thought, you know, you could log out and everything and it was fine and dandy. But the GM, the game master, decided to trap them in there prevail in time.
Which makes for pretty interesting content, if you tell me.
Yeah, no, it does. I mean, he's psycho, but no. So basically, what he did, I asked for, I think what I did I ask for an anime?
No. So this is how it came up. He basically asked me what I did all over summer. I'm like, yeah, I've just been watching anime and just coding for like the past 3 months. God. And he's like, oh, what anime are you watching? I'm like, then I described it to him, and here we are.
Yeah, and so, but yeah, he described the anime. I was like, yo, this is so cool. So literally the night of, like, I go back home. Like, you know, I should start watching this. It's on Netflix if you guys want to watch it. I started watching the first episode. Literally, I stayed until, I think, like, 3 or 4.
You texted me about it at 1.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck?
It was 1 o'clock. And I've already was, like, maybe, I don't know, like, a quarter away in or something. And now I've already finished season 1.
He's past me. Yeah. In that. And I started 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. To give you guys the context. Like,
he texted me about something that, like, I didn't even know about. I'm like, bro, I'm gonna be legit with you. I don't know what's happening. Like, you're ahead of me right now.
It's like, yo, does this, like, blah, 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 you know, did she do this? And he's like, I'm not even at that part. I was like, fuck, I'm sorry. No, but it is really good. And some of the questions, now that you are on season, what, are you in season 2 now?
No. Or you just finished? No, I'm like, I'm at the part with the salamander commander still. It's like episode 18. I have 6 more episodes left.
Oh my god.
Let's not talk about the whole season. Like, okay, yeah, most people, when they talk about Sword Art Online, right, they talk about the first 14 episodes.
Because it's so good.
Because Aincrad was so nice. Yeah, they did so many time jumps that were unnecessary, dude. Like, that's what I hated about it. Like, you literally see them as kids, and like 2 episodes later, you see them as adults. Kind of.
Yeah.
Not adults, but like...
Like, mature-minded, and they're fighting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Asuna especially. Like, you could tell her she got taller.
Yeah.
Her, like, body figure, like...
Will he be checking out?
I'm literally saying like how she just grew up basically. Yeah, like from a kid to that. I think, huh?
You're like from a kid to that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, what else am I going to say? Right? Yeah. Because I think she was like 18. I know Kirito's 16 because they said that at the end.
Yeah, you got to give him context. So yeah, Kirito. Wait, did I say that right?
Kirito is the main character of Sword Art Online. He's a freaking genius. Like, the kid built a computer when he was 7 out of trash.
Yeah. And he's like, super talented, really good at the game. He was a beta tester. If you guys know what beta testers are, they're people who test the game before the game actually comes out. And so that was him before he got trapped in.
So he's a huge nerd.
And then, what is her name? Asuna?
Asuna.
Yeah. You're really good at pronouncing these names. I suck. Uh-huh. All right, Asuna. He's like, yeah, uh-huh. Asuna is basically a female character who, I guess they met on some dungeon or some level, right?
The
first
dungeon.
Yeah, the very first dungeon in the game, and he didn't have a party, she didn't have a party, so they partied up together to fight this thing, and, you know, their relationship grew. She was kind of awkward at first. She was, like, wearing a hood, from what I can remember, and he was just, like, another awkward person. But then, like, I guess fast forward 2 years later, like you said, they grew up, and they're fighting, they're, like, you know, at level 50.
Yeah, so, like, during the two-year phase, like, what happened was they beat a boss battle, and then Kirito kind of went rogue because... people died during a boss fight, and when people die in there, they die in real life, so he felt awful about it. Mm-hmm. So from that point on, he basically made it so that people hated him so that he could become a solo player.
Yeah,
like Kirito for 2 years became a solo player and just did his own thing because he didn't want to be responsible for other people and other people's debts. And then he told Asuna to join a guild for her own sake so that she could get better with other people. And that's what she did. She joined a guild, became the second in command of the guild.
I heard that term so many times. Second in command, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she became like OP as heck. It's called it like lightning something.
I don't even remember.
I don't remember the name. But yeah, no, it's a really good storyline. I think I'd rate it maybe like, I'd rate it 10 out of 10, to be honest.
The first 14 episodes, like a solid 9, at least a 9.
I rate it 10 out of 10. I was addicted as heck.
Yeah, one night, dude. Like, what the fuck? It was literally 2 nights ago.
Okay, keep in mind, guys, these episodes are like 20 minutes long.
20 minutes long,
bro. Like 40 minutes, but it's still a lot.
It's still a lot for like 2 days. Yeah. So especially with school going on and work.
True, very true.
Like, dang.
I had to watch it. You got me addicted. But there's this one element in the story, and I know you talked about this when you explained it to me the first time, the romanticism in the anime itself. Now, for those of you who do not watch anime or who have not watched anime, how can I say this without like making myself look bad?
Making myself look bad. Go for it. It's your podcast. Yeah, own it.
Own it. Own it. Oh my god. Basically, romanticism is just a big factor in these animes, right?
This one specifically, there's a lot of animes where like there'll be like hints at it, but they'll never make it canon, like actually a part of the storyline. Like,
okay,
it'll just be in the background. It'll pop up every once in a while, but it won't be there like forcefully. Like it'll always hint at it, never give you confirmation. You always gotta like make assumptions based on actions.
Oh, they got together.
Like especially like there's Fairy Tail, Naruto. Yeah. Like they both have.
That's very true.
Romanticism, but it's not like canon.
Yeah.
This one, they don't care. They just straight up tell you and they show you that these two want to be together. Like in other animes, like people will do like stuff for each other that are super like what you would do that for them?
Yeah, like
but they're not together. What? Like that doesn't add up. But like at the same time, it's not confirmed, so you can't ship it.
You can't like you can't ship it.
Yeah, you can't confirm the ship because it never sailed.
No, yeah. Exactly. I get that. But okay, so in terms of because you like you I remember you said you liked the romanticism aspect of that story. This guy, okay, the main character, he just pulls every girl that he comes across. And
that's freaking annoying, man.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna spoil it if you guys wanna watch it, but like every girl, because he comes across a lot of like handful of women, and there's some weird.
It's just like how I know it's an anime, but like at the same time you gotta put like some real life logic into it.
Yeah, which
like,
that's what I was gonna transition to. Like, was like this guy pulled every single girl, right? And here I am. And I don't know about you, but I can't pull anybody. I can't. No, but like you look at his personality.
Yeah, right?
We can describe his personality. His personality basically
just
very blunt.
Be quiet. Be blunt.
Yeah.
Look out for yourself. That's about it.
That's about it. You're labeled as like a rogue or you know
a solo player. Yeah,
a solo player, right? So my question to you, Sip, this is getting like kind of deep.
All okay.
Right. Being a solo player in life, right? Do you think that correlates to having like you know girls, women, like you know on your fingertips, at your fingertips?
Nowadays, I don't know. There's always like this whole like I don't know if it's a myth or like an idea, but like. How there's bad boys basically, like people that do bad stuff. They're it's like true. Women are more attracted to them. Like there's a whole theory of that. That could be true. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily say that, especially nowadays with like, I'm trying to think how to phrase this.
Because
that is a deep topic, like being your own player. Like it gives you this mysterious outlook or mysterious figure, I guess, is to like have people wonder, what do you do? Why are you so quiet? I wanted to get to know more about you, I guess.
Yeah, but then as you get, I don't know, like that mysterious aspect gets the women, and they're probably gonna like, what the heck is good? Like, I'm sorry, but I'm just assuming, I'm guessing. I told you I have no game, but you know, the mysterious aspect gets them tied in, and then once you get to introduce yourself, right, being that solo player, you're very like independent.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people nowadays are really dependent on social media and on everybody else, and I think it's really hard to find an independent person.
That's what I value too. Yeah. I value people that are independent. Yeah. Like they rely on themselves solely. They take everything for account. If there's some other player, or if there's like not other player, but like if there's other people that messed up, take account for it because you trusted them.
Yeah.
Like I like people that take accountability for their actions.
So we value the same thing then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, in terms of solo players, I think it just depends on the person, but for his instance, being that character,
it just doesn't make sense sometimes. Like they go on a random quest, right? Like especially, I'm not gonna get into details, but they go on a random quest, and then randomly she falls in love with him. I'm just like, how does that work?
Exactly, right? Like he just fights something.
He fights something, saves her. I'd do that for a human being too.
Hey, you got your homework answer? Yeah,
here you go. Let me save fall you in love with me. Like, that's not how it works with life. But that's how it works in the game. It gets really annoying though, because you don't see a normal like friendly interaction with them two without the girl blushing.
Yeah,
it's usually. I feel like is it bad to say like Sword Art Online is kind of like reversed?
What do you mean?
Like, as like you know how women usually get like men that are on them, right?
Yeah.
But Sword Art Online, it's like the dude gets all the girls on him.
That's very true. I can see it. It's not bad to say at all. No.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of reversed, which is kind of weird.
But it also gives. I think watching it because when I watched it. I guess the personal effect that it has on me, and that's why I wanted to get into this, was that like when I was watching it, I like felt like a belt of confidence, as weird as that sounds.
Oh, like with Kirito?
Because of Kirito? Because like, I could, you know, sense a little, you know, like every dude can, I guess, sense a little bit of himself in that character. And therefore, by watching him, it's like, you know, you get in this confidence, like, hey, what's up, ladies? You know, how you doing?
That's all you, bro. That's just you. That's like, that's a reach. I did not think about that at all. I was like, oh, this guy's pulling. I'm going to do me still.
Oh, really?
I have common stuff with Kirito, like, in terms of being responsible for others. I like being independent, nowadays at least. And, like, I like doing my own thing. I don't like going out as much. Just stay home, do my own stuff. Okay. If I want to go out, I go out.
Hey, ladies, he's single. You know, hit him up. What's your Instagram?
at Sibs S SIBBZZS.
I can, now that it's a video, I can actually just like write it up here.
You should, okay, and then on Twitter, CHIBBS underscore. That's for DDR only though. Like Twitter is literally my DDR bank now.
For sure, for sure. Well, we're gonna end this one here at 30. But last set of advice for people wanting to get into DDR, one, and then also anime lovers. So two pieces of advice.
Oh, get into DDR and get into anime. Anime. Okay, so let's do DDR first.
DDR first, go.
If you want to get into DDR, just go out there. Don't care about what people think about how you DDR, honestly. Like, you're literally there to have fun. Have fun doing it. Don't do it because you want to show off for your friends. Yeah. That will get you nowhere. You'll just hate life. And the fact is, it costs money. You do not want to waste money and not have fun. Like, it just doesn't work out. Like, play it for fun. If you like the music, do it. If you don't do it. Like, if you like watching it, there's people that like watching it. Like, just watch it. Yeah. It's a good outlet. Like, if you want to, let's say if you want to lose weight or something, play DDR. Like, I forget how tired I am until the end of the song.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because like, my whole focus is I'm playing a game, and games usually aren't tiring.
Yeah.
But then once I like stop, it's just my body's like, okay, you go down now, because you literally just burn like 80 calories playing a whole set.
I never thought about it like that.
Cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. And then now anime.
For anime, dude, honestly, just ask one of, like, I'm pretty sure anyone at DVC watches anime.
Any suggestions for any anime before we end?
Oh, watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a really good first anime to get into. It's really, really short, I want to say, in terms of other animes, because Naruto has like 1,000 episodes. Don't get into Naruto first. But Full Metal Alchemist has a really good storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, everything comes back full. Like, they do a lot of history lessons, let's say, of Ishtar and everything. I think Ishgar, something like that. Nice. And everything comes back at the end, full circle, which is really, really nice, because there's really no, like, there's closure to everything in that, I think.
That's good. Okay, cool. Well, that's fair. All right, guys. Well, that is going to be it for today's podcast. If you guys like the podcast, go ahead and hit that like button and subscribe to my channel. Yeah, it's like right here or something. And subscribe to my channel, because this is going to be up on my personal channel. I know I got a second one with my brother, but it's not going to be on that one. It's my personal one. I also apologize if you guys made it to the end of the video and you guys were like, dude, production value was trash.
We're trying.
Okay, this is the first time, and it's not in my room.
Bro, we're in a random ass classroom. Nobody comes in.
Exactly. That's why we're always looking to the right, like, oh, hopefully no one comes in. But yeah, this is something I want to try out with Sibs, just because I also want to do another podcast with him. If you guys want to hit him up, his Instagram will be right here, and his Twitter is going to be right there for DDR. You have a second one or no?
No. My personal got turned into a DDR Twitter.
Okay, got it. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Hope you guys enjoyed. Have a great day. Peace.
Laters.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.